meet your child where they are with love. I know that this journey is difficult as a parent. It can be devastating. You can be stressed and you can be overwhelmed. But now I want you to imagine what it is like for your child. And if you can put yourself in their shoes, then you can kind of step back from the outcome and just love them as they are. And I promise you that energetic love that you send to them will be the greatest force for their healing above any other tool that you do.
Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I have a very special guest who is the creator of a very exciting new platform called The Rogue Map. Mystery guest. Some people might have seen you speak about the A Major Difference Ionic Foot Bath. Can you please identify yourself for the audience?
Hi, my name is Tyler Lewis. I'm a holistic health practitioner from Denver, Colorado, and I am also the creator of The Rogue Map.
Tyler, I've seen you do Facebook Lives on the AMD Facebook website, communicated for a bit because I was considering purchase of a foot bath, which I went forward with and I absolutely love. I am actually, to celebrate that relationship, I am doing an ionic foot bath right now.
That's awesome.
It's been one of my favorite tools. And we have also been connected through Glenn, who is a big presence over at AMD. And he said on a conversation recently in the past weeks, he goes, I really want to put you on a call with Tyler, and I want you guys to talk about something she's creating, which is going to change the face of wellness for parents, caregivers, and children. So with that, can you tell us a little bit about the Rogue Map?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I love Glenn. Glenn is one of my best friends. He's a family friend. We just adore him. So yeah, he's a good, good dude. The Rogue Map is really personal to me because my son Donovan is 12 years old now, but he was diagnosed with severe autism at age 3. And I just remember the psychologist at that meeting giving us the diagnosis, and I'm sitting there and it's like this long list of nevers, right? It's all the things he'll never do. He'll probably never toilet train. He'll probably never talk. You'll never hear him say, "I love you." He'll never live a normal life. And that's devastating for any parent. It's basically the death of the dream you had for your child. So flash forward a few years and I dove headfirst into biomedicine and I discovered that there is actually so much that we can do for these kids. And it's not just autism, it's chronic illness, whether it's Lyme, whether it's PANS, PANDAS, or ASD. There's so much knowledge and information out there. But here's where the Rogue Map really comes into play. I got lost along the way because there's so much information out there. It's a huge, abundant world of wellness. And I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a map. And our journey was so long and it was so arduous. And we spent so much money and so many years, sometimes seeing really good things and sometimes seeing nothing at all. And it was so frustrating. So the Rogue Map is an online educational program, and it's really a wellness plan for chronic illness. So whether that's a spectrum disorder, whether that is PANS or PANDAS, or if it's Lyme disease or any other condition that our kids today are facing, what we've done is we've essentially teamed up with some of the best, most innovative practitioners out there that are really doing the good work, and they have a high success rate in their practices. And we filtered down all of that extraneous information into something super easy to follow. So essentially, it's an online membership. And what we've done is we've created a series of lectures that follows 4 particular modules. The first module is Remove, and that's all about detoxification of the body and the environment. The next module is Release. And this is my favorite one because it's all about dealing with structural release through chiropractic, cranial sacral, osteopathic medicine, but also it's about emotional release, which we know if we do not deal with the emotions and the traumas that come along with having a child affected by a chronic illness, our kids and ourselves cannot heal effectively. So we love the release module for that reason. Then we follow up with repair. And this is really where we do the deep dive into immune repair, gut repair, brain repair, and just overall making sure that all the systems are firing appropriately. And then we finish this off with what's called the recover module. And it's not really about recovery in the terms of promising a cure or a remission. It's about recovering a meaningful life with your child, whether they heal or not. It's about integrating back into society, finding your place, finding your voice. It's about recovering your finances, your marriage, your relationships with friends and family, and just recovering a semblance of some kind of typical life in spite of a diagnosis. So that's kind of the crux of the education that you get. But in addition to that, we really wanted this to be a full-faceted, well-rounded program. We didn't want to just give parents a plan and then send them out into the world to go source all of the things that they were going to need for the journey. So we created something really special that I'm very proud of. And this is called the Rogue Recommended Program. So we paired up with a lot of vendors that I have personally worked with over the years in terms of things that I've used in my clinical practice or things that I've used in my home. Most of them I've used in both, as well as trusted supplement providers. So we've got things like the Ion Cleanse. We've got OxyHealth Hyperbaric Chambers. We have Pulsed Harmonics PEMF mats. We have Emerson Ecologic supplements. And oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on. But it's devices and it's supplements that we specifically recommend along the way. And what we did was we secured an exclusive discount on each one of these companies for the patient that's part of our program, the person that's part of our roadmap as a member. You get an exclusive discount. So it's something that the savings you can't find anywhere else. We really went to bat for our families with these companies, and we don't make any kickbacks. That's the best part, is if we're recommending it to you, that all the savings that we could have made through an affiliate or a referral actually get passed on right to the family. So you get this online education, you get these exclusive discounts on all the things you need for the journey. You get an online members forum that's part of our secure platform. So it's anonymous, it's encrypted. It's a place where it's safe for you to share your information if you need help along the way. And all of our providers chip in and give this one-on-one guidance to families. It's essentially my idea of an all-inclusive community where families can come in and really be educated and empowered on how to help their children in a proven model through clinical practice that we have seen the best results with their kids. So that's kind of the roadmap in a nutshell.
It's amazing. And because I've had a chance to actually look under the hood, if you will, I had a preview this week and you know, Glenn provided me so graciously with a password and I was so impressed.
Oh, good.
I was so impressed. You know, I probably went through 3 modules just to be able to speak about the plan in an educated fashion on the podcast today. But, you know, it's exactly what people need. People don't need to be told that your child is sick because they're toxic and then that they need to detox. They need to understand that there's genetic factors, there's environmental factors, that there's actually, you know, 3 pathways of the liver that need help in moving toxins through. They need to understand what supplements work on what pathways so you're not overburdening detox pathway 1 versus 2 or 2.5. And that is information that you could easily spend $40,000 going to different functional medicine doctors just to get pieces from. But I got so excited for the first video that was, you know, it was presented with 2 practitioners. And then there's a bullet pointed itemized list.
Yep.
And then there's links to exactly the products that they recommend, because I can tell you to go get phosphatidylcholine that's going to benefit the brain and the integrity of the cell membrane. And then you could go out on Amazon and you could easily find 28 different companies that are repping the best phosphatidylcholine. And you don't know what one to pick, especially when you're in a stress response,
yes,
when you're worried about your kid or worried about yourself and you're panicked. That's the worst spot to make decisions from. So first of all, this idea, it's so hard for me to not like put it up on a pedestal and yell about it like a used car salesman, because that's sort of what I want to do. And it's something that I've thought of and wished for and wanted and not have the energy or resources to put together. So I'm really pumped about it, and I'm really pumped to help move things along. And, you know, let's go back to a child of chronic illness. Now we've got kind of a roadmap, and you laid it out so beautifully. And if you're a parent out there with a child that's looking for direction, looking for answers, you're going to find a lot of value here for a very, very low price point comparatively. Because I talk about this a lot. You know, my average yearly medical write-offs alone were like close to $29,000 for about 7 years. You know, I'm well over $100,000, $125,000, $130,000 in my journey. That's excluding like the tech that I bought to get myself well. So the idea that this chronic illness is often tethered to bankruptcy, that's a thing. That's a thing if you're a parent. So let's go back to like some of the things you say. I just want to clarify for the audience. Let's talk about PANS pandas for a minute, because that's something that, especially in children, if you're a child of strep throat, this might have come up for you if you've seen a functional medicine doctor. Can you illustrate for the audience what that subset looks like?
Yeah, you know, PANS pandas, it's an interesting, it's a new animal in terms of, it's being tied into autism a little too close for my comfort, if I'm being honest. And so the problem is that we have these children that have this autoimmune, it's an immune dysfunction. And so their immune system goes haywire, and all of a sudden, something like strep throat comes in, and instead of staying in the tonsils and in the throat where it's supposed to, it now is traveling across these damaged membranes, because things like glyphosate and toxic metals have really destroyed the integrity of our structure and our cell walls and all of these linings of our gut. And so that integrity is no longer there. And so these infections are not isolated where they were before, which means they're now traveling. So strep in particular has the capacity to hitchhike across the olfactory nerve and go straight to the brain. And now that we have leaky gut and leaky brain, we have a new creation of this autoimmune disorder that's causing acute behaviors in children as well as medical symptoms. And so it can really be something that it's like a light switch. You can send your child to school one day in the morning and they're completely typical as you know them, and you can pick them up in the afternoon, and all of a sudden they're very cranky. They're having trouble sleeping. They're not feeling well, and their personality changes. And it can actually look like a very acute, immediate onset of a psychiatric disorder. These kids can go from being typical to overnight looking like they have a severe bipolar or even schizoaffective disorder. And it's devastating because parents do not understand what is happening. And this is on the rise exponentially in our children. I'm convinced that every child with autism also has underlying PANS disorder, maybe even is the crux of the issue, and then toxicity compounding to create the ASD diagnosis. But it's really scary. And then we start to notice that these children, we are losing them. They're losing their skills. They can't handwrite anymore. They can't rationalize. They are just, their brains are literally on fire through inflammation processes. And it's really scary. And the problem is PANDAS was the first disorder that we associated, and that was associated with strep. Now we're really beginning to understand that there's really is an underlying disorder, which is PANS. And this has multiple triggers. This could be an environmental stressor. This could be a histamine issue. It could be a food allergy. It could be a pathogen. It could be an emotional trauma. We are starting to see children who have an emotional traumatic experience and they go into full-blown PANS because the underlying dysfunction was there. And then that was the trigger that tipped the bucket. So think about it in terms of being a parent, all of these factors that we have to think about nonstop just to keep our kids healthy, it can be really overwhelming, and it can be terrifying, to be honest.
Well, you're talking about this, and I'm trying to find a space. Like I try to, you know, you try to listen to the parameters that are defining this, and you try to sit with yourself and just sit into that for a moment. And how would you not react out of fear? If you were to have this, you know, the pinnacle of your life's existence, your creation come from school and have these, and it often is a dramatic switch. You know, it's never like, oh, gradually they started to change. It is sort of a my three friends that are going through this right now. And that's funny to say, you know, out of my circle, I have three people that have children that are going through a diagnosis or a current focus on PANS pandas. You know, from my understanding of health and wellness, and I think this is a great time to pivot to Lyme and possibly environmental mold toxicity, is that, and this is my favorite thing, when people we get on the phone and they're like, my son's got the Lymes. I'm like, well, there is no Lymes.
Yeah.
Lymes are from Whole Foods or your generic grocery store. There is no plural. We don't pluralize Lyme's disease. Lyme, yeah, it is awesome. And I just kind of smile and I say, we'll let you call it whatever you want, but it's never one thing. It's never the Lymes. It's never mold. It's never just PANS pandas. I don't see that. And one of the advantages of being a coach for the last 10 years, having been on both sides of the holistic functional and on the, you know, in the hospital, going through, you know, your standard American metal chemotherapy surgery route to do some of my chronic conditions, is that you see all sides of it. And people want to compartmentalize. They want to nail it down to one thing that they're going to remove from the body, and then the body returns to balance. And when you're having something react that acutely and manifest on the physical, I just want people in the audience to hear this. It's a syndrome. There's so much going on. And to the roadmap, to speak to the roadmap, that it's not one module on detoxification. There's many elements of removal and repair and nurture and go back into the body. And how do you tell the body that it's okay to go back into that safe zone again and be, you know, exist as the child that was before they were brought to that level of toxicity? You know, I think that's the big question.
I couldn't agree more with you. I think this is one of the reasons why we're seeing only 20% recovery rates in our community of spectrum disorders, which we do associate PANS pandas in that group of chronic illness. And I think really the reality of it is that we're only just now beginning to unwind the fact that multiple processes in the body are interlinked, because this is not the model of allopathic medicine. When you're trained in allopathy, you are focusing, you're zoning in on the symptom and alleviating that symptom. And even naturopathic medicine, I don't think, was really fully understanding what was going on for a while. And these kids have really come to show us the problem. And the problem is that we have a toxic world, and it's not just environmental toxins. We are emotionally toxic. We are pathogenically toxic. We are, you know, toxic from environmental assaults on the body. And we have this issue of it being such a much bigger picture. And every little thing that happens to our children in their most vulnerable and sensitive state of development adds to the greater picture of this catastrophic situation. And, you know, in the roadmap specifically, this is the model that we developed based on. I had the unique opportunity actually to track data on over 1,000 pediatric patients. And I was looking for the patterns. That's how because I knew that we could do better getting these kids well. Why do some kids recover quickly and effectively, and some kids do the exact same protocol and they struggle and they don't make any headway? The problem is that every single child's exposures add up to a different blueprint of their illness. And so we had to start taking a look at what were the common denominators among the kids that were getting better. And it was a simple approach of tackling, you know, their health from the perspective of biomedical, nutritional, structural, and emotional. And when we hit all four of those bullet points, but we do it in the correct order of what I call the original sin, which is basically the toxic exposure that prevents the other systems from working effectively, then we can really make some huge gains with these kids, and we can put the body back into a state of wellness so that it can correct itself and heal itself. Because the body, as you know, is a perfect mechanism. If we remove the interferences, and it's my personal opinion that autism and every other chronic condition our kids are facing today are simple conditions of interference. If we identify and eliminate those interferences, the body will always find a way to heal itself. It will compensate as best it can, and it will do its job. And so I think if we just start looking at it from that perspective, we can do better.
I couldn't agree more. You know, there's so many thoughts, especially we just went past the new year, 2020. So, you know, you hear a lot of chatter online, and it's funny to have gone down the chronic illness rabbit hole and really have an understanding on what it takes to get better. You know, being someone who had held my shoelaces before and like thought about how I was going to start to tie it, being in that bad of brain fog, like I get it. But from someone on the outside, it's really hard for them to understand what it really means to detoxify. And that's a buzzword right now. And people say detox. Well, you know what? You're right. I'm going to do a blueprint 7-day juice cleanse for my detoxification for the new year. And I should be good. Or I'm going to detoxify, you know, I'm going to go on a 30-day, I'm going to take out gluten. And there's a different level of detoxification, which I would love for you to speak to, that happens when we bring in things like the ionic foot bath, like an infrared sauna, like extended periods of water fasting, which I'm sure maybe that doesn't apply to children. I think that can just be the dose delivers the poison. It's going to be what's right for that person and that body. But if you could speak some of those modalities about greater detoxification and how you've seen efficacy in these children with these certain syndromes.
You know, it's so interesting. I didn't make a lot of friends in the beginning with my opinions on detoxification because I was convinced that we were doing it wrong. And I still feel like we were doing it wrong. And I'm so grateful that science is catching up with that and that there's more practitioners that were doing the exact same work in their arena and that we all kind of met in the middle. Detoxification, you hear that and you're right, it is a buzzword. And you think, oh, great, okay, like you said, I'm going to make some small diet tweaks and I'm going to do a juice cleanse. And I'm going to, and you may even be savvy enough to do like a metal clear. And you think that that means that you're good. But here's the challenge with detoxification. The problem is that the assault to the body has already happened. And so it's created this thing called a channelopathy. And this is essentially, it's an interference. It's that thing that comes in and disrupts our body's natural process of function. And so things like toxic metals and glyphosate and endocrine disruptors and mold, these mycotoxins, they all come in and they shut down very specific pathways. So things like our sodium ion channels and potassium and calcium, and these are all these transport channels that we use for every single thing in terms of what our body needs to survive. Things like vitamin D, our B vitamins, all of our vitamin C and our antioxidants and glutathione, and I could go on and on. But the point is that these specific toxins lock up these pathways. So no matter how hard you try to do a cleanse, unless you're actually able to shut off the body's natural stress response, which is something called cell danger response, and this is a direct result of these toxins. They go in and they send off this alarm in the cells, and then that alarm basically gets spread from cell to cell to cell to cell through the extracellular matrix. And it tells the cells to lock down and not let anything in because there's an active threat. And that's where the problem in detoxification lies. Until you can actually take the body out of active stress response, eliminate the CDR response that the body does as a protection mechanism, you're not actually detoxifying anything, not to the level that we need it. And so this is where I had to start looking for alternative tools to help my son get better, because that was the crux of his issue. He was extraordinarily epigenetically detoxification impaired. He couldn't transport anything out of his body. And we had an excellent MAPS doctor in Denver, Dr. Debbie Hamilton. She actually formulates for Research Nutritionals now. And she introduced us to ion foot baths. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I thought she was crazy. And I played along because this is my son. For him, I would do anything, but I felt like we were wasting our time and our money. And I put my son's feet into the water, which that's what an ion detoxification foot bath does. It's designed to create this electrical field in the water that's supposed to stimulate a relaxation response. And then it also does a second step where it puts ions into the water, which create this magnetic field that are supposed to draw toxins out of the body. And I just thought, gosh, this is so stupid. And I'm not convinced. But the issue is that literally the first session that he did, he was more calm than I had seen him in years. Flash forward to the third session, and he's looking at me in the eyes for the first time in that I can remember. And I thought, what the heck is going on? This doesn't make any sense. Like, to my allopathically trained mind, this makes no sense. And the more that I started researching it and the more that I realized what it was doing, I realized maybe our concept of detoxification and our concept of how the body eliminates things is not what we think it is. And so I became such a huge fan of these external tools, things like the Ion Cleanse system that I used for my son, which was absolutely key in his recovery from his autism. And I'm a huge fan of PEMF mats and infrared sauna, because all of these tools, what they're doing is they are becoming the proxy for the body to help mobilize these toxins out of these pathways. Most of it is primarily through the lymphatic. Like, infrared sauna will use the sweat glands, ion foot baths will use the eccrine pathway of the feet, but then they will also have a secondary benefit of increased urine and stool up to 72 hours after. PEMF mat is very similar in the way that it takes the cells out of CDR, communicates for them to open up the cell membrane so that toxins can move through again. And it's so different than going and taking a bunch of supplements and a bunch of products that are supposed to facilitate this detoxification that actually requires the liver and the kidneys and the colon to process all of these things to facilitate this elimination. So in sense of you're trying to do something good for your body, you're actually burdening the organs more. And these external detoxification devices don't ask the body to do that. They just simply give the body an assist so that it can use its own innate process. And I think that's what my favorite thing about them is.
I'm giving myself a note here. We need to go back in a sidebar here. Let's just give the foot bath a little love for a second.
Sure.
Let's just talk about AMD. Now, I've tried a foot bath before. Like, before I had had this one, I had actually bought a model, and I had tried one with a woman, a random, I cannot tell you, it was like some foot bath. And I remember doing it, and I remember feeling, wow, like the hate left my body. And that's all I can say is I was in a very like tired fatigue. This is like two and a half years ago. And I remember doing one and like the hate left my body. Now I went back and it never happened again. But the first time I did that foot bath, it was very profound for me. I was like, okay, there's something here. I start researching it, you know, everywhere on the internet, you can find out why a foot bath is part of a quack watch protocol, that it's been debunked, that you put your feet in the water or you don't, and there's still going to be this rusty, dirty, murky water. Well, I have heard so many, and it goes to what you do. If you want to find something that works for audience members, you go talk to somebody who has it. And you can go on the AMD Facebook group, correct?
Absolutely.
And you can go ask. You can go message parents. You can go ask. Be like, who's this working for? And you are going to get an overwhelming response of happy moms and dads that say, thank goodness for this product. I've bought it. It works. It causes relaxation. It helps with detoxification. Everybody that tries it has a pleasant response. And you've got to listen to people who are using it. Because if you want hard science on, and there is some hard science, but if you're looking for that model, it's almost like it's a different conversation. Here's why, in my opinion. You're talking about something that works on the system. You're talking about something that is not a spot remover. You're talking about something that is helping the body to remove barriers that are keeping it from maintaining its own homeostasis. So that can be hard to discover in one session, and you might have to do a little bit. The thing I love about the AMD is, correct me if I'm wrong, they do have quite a little warranty guarantee on their product, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only reason I bought it. I'm going to be honest. I invested in it because they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. And I thought, okay, if this thing doesn't show me anything in 2 months, then it's probably not going to be our son's answer and I can just send it back.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the same feeling and I still have mine 6 months later. And I often recommend it as a tool to people that are coming into their journey to find wellness again. And I'm like, this is your tool. This is one of your tools. You know, and these tools aren't cheap. It's not a cheap foot bath. It's but in my experience, the benefits of being able to do some of these in your home, not travel to an office, especially when it's a child. You know, the idea of and what's really exciting to me about AMD, the foot bath, or Amp Coil, is that you have these things in your home, or a PEMF mat, or a sauna, and that you can create this nest of wellness, and keeping a child who is extra sensitive to being dragged all over God's creation to feel better. Because, listen, your kid's not interested in detoxing. They're not interested in detoxing. They're interested in being a kid and being in a state of play. So there is definitely a way where you can set this up in the home. And that's what I think is, again, back to Roadmap, is a really nice bonus. Like, getting all this information at one spot from your computer and being able to digest, take it in, make an informed decision on what's going to be best for you and your kid.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to round out that conversation on the Ion Cleanse, I have to say, guys, you brought up a great point about other foot baths. And this is my little disclaimer. This is my note of caution, because I did this the hard way. We started out using a system that was not medically grade. It didn't have medical grade technology. So it did not have a medical grade power supply. It did not have medical grade stainless steel plates. It didn't do dual polarity. Not all foot baths are the same. So this is what I tell people. You know, the price point, it's $2,000. To me, that was everything, because I had already spent $80,000 trying to get my son better, and he didn't make any gains at all. And just that one $2,000 investment is what brought my son back to me. So I'm clearly very passionate about it. But the quality of what you get with this machine, it's FTC cleared. It's absolutely safe. They have gone above and beyond, and not every foot bath does that. And when Donovan was using a different system, he would kick the array plate over because he's a child with autism. So to have an expectation that he would sit still is asinine, to be honest. And so he'd kick that array plate over and an alarm would go off and the nurse would run in and she would yank the array out of the water.
No, that's not what you want.
It's horrible. It was a horrible experience. And so even though we were seeing these minimal gains of having better focus and eye contact, he would go right back into a stress response and it would undo everything that we drove all the way into Denver and paid the money per session to do. That to me does not make sense. So, you know, when making this investment, the only thing I can say is I promise you, getting the right system and doing it in your home is going to save you so much time. It will save you a ton of money. And it's just such a night and day experience. I really, really like the company a lot.
That's amazing. So let's talk about, let's go back to the kids for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, your 7-year-old Charlie is not going to be signing up for Roadmap. It's going to be mom and dad. They're going right. to be the ones, they're going to be the ones digesting the material and then creating action steps. So do you have any advice to parents that are like trying to get their kids on board? Because as we said, a child who is sick doesn't feel good. They're often non-compliant. They might not be completely verbal. So what do you recommend for these parents?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the greatest challenges is that our kids have a lot of trauma around doctors and they have a lot of trauma around treatment. And that's a reality of their world. So being poked and prodded is not something that is fun for them. And this is a huge reason why we created the map. Is that this is meant to be a holistically based plan that allows parents to do the most amount of DIY in their home so that their child does feel comfortable. And you touched on that. You know, you don't want to trek them out all over the place. You want all your tools in your home where your child feels safe and with you as the parent. Mom and dad, they are the very best healers that these kids are ever going to have. They are the experts on their children. And so your child is going to trust you as a parent to do something that is helpful for them before they'll trust anyone else to touch them or intervene on their behalf. And I really think that, you know, even then, if you have a child that's resistant, it comes down to meeting your child where they are and making small steps to get them feeling better. And sometimes what that looks like is just having them start with drinking more water. Sometimes that looks like just taking things out of their diet. so that the inflammation goes down and they're not angry and resistant all the time because their stomach hurts. Sometimes what that looks like is starting with very non-invasive tools like homeopathy that can calm down the nervous system and really just get them to a baseline. And the MAP is designed to help every family, no matter where they are on the journey, with these steps that can really create the best healers in their own homes for these parents, because we do not want them to be overwhelmed with trying to help their child. We want to make it easy. We want to make it simple and very effective for them. And also, I will say, I know this is slightly controversial, but I guess it wouldn't be me if I didn't do that. So
sure.
Meet your child where they are with love. I know that this journey is difficult as a parent. It can be devastating. You can be stressed and you can be overwhelmed. And I understand that completely, having been there. But now I want you to imagine what it is like for your child. So meet your child every single day with love. Love them exactly where they are, even if it's not where you hope that they will end up. And just know that everything that they're experiencing and they're feeling comes from a place of fear and a place of pain. And if you can put yourself in their shoes, then you can kind of step back from the outcome and just love them as they are. And I promise you that energetic love that you send to them will be the greatest force for their healing above any other tool that you do.
And if your heart didn't light up in the car listening to this podcast, you're dead inside. That just set my body on fire. Your words are so profound. That's truth. You know when you speak truth. You know when you speak it in the universe. That's the word right there, period. You meet people with love where they're at, and you hold the space for them. And I'd like to add this too. Your evolution as a human being, your experience on the planet, will be better if you hold that space for everybody. I don't care if it's somebody that you don't want to be in a public office in our company. In our company, it is a company right now, in our country, or if it's somebody that you interact with on a daily basis in your work that you just can't stand, whether it's somebody in a past relationship, when you hold the space for that person's growth and evolution, yours grows exponentially. That is the way. This is the only way we're going to fix this. I have two more things that I have for you. Do I need to wait till my kid is chronically ill and behaviorally challenged to sign up for Roadmap to help out my child?
No. I'm so glad you brought this up. This is a wellness plan that is designed to help overcome chronic illness. But you know what? I think it's also a prevention plan. There's so much information about dietary changes and how to clean up the environment energetically and physically for your child. So it's for everyone. And it's also for the parents. Everyone should be doing these steps. This is the only way, in my opinion, by addressing the emotional and the physical aspect of the body, that we're going to either heal or prevent these chronic illnesses, because the world around us it's a minefield. And so we've got to navigate that. And I really think the best way to do that is with the Roadmap.
Mm. Oh, I'm so inspired. I can't even take it right now, but I'm going to take a breath. So moms and dads out there, seriously, because it's funny when you've been down this rabbit hole, and I'm sure you see this too, is that you might be on the lookout. You may be ultra sensitive to humans that you're like, oh, they've got something going on. Like, I see it in Whole Foods in the grocery store. I was like, oh my goodness, heavy metals. Or I'm like, oh my goodness, Epstein Barr. I just saw you like arduously reach up for that, you know, box of pasta on the shelf, and you could barely like move it off the shelf. Like, what is happening with your mitochondria?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if someone were to attack you for your purse, you'd be toast. Like, you have no, and as a human being, honestly, like, and this is a big question. We could do another podcast about why we're sick, why we're going through these trials and tribulations. I think it's earned. I think we've all deserved pans, pandas, lime, mold, everything. I think we've earned it in a way. Human beings were designed to really be under stressors. So those stressors were fight or flight, fighting for food, starvation, moving to areas of cold climate. And from all those stressors, you grow strong. Well, I believe in my heart of hearts, because of the modern design of the planet, that in a lot of ways, we become pretty darn weak. You know, we live indoors. Just think about air quality alone, the stagnation of the air that you live in. Or if you live in an apartment building ventilated off one ACU unit and you're sharing outside air with every other person in the building. You know, you're breathing their air quality. It's problematic. And I don't say that to scare you. I say this to the audience to impress upon you that there's a better way. And we got to examine what we're dealing with right now is a culture. Do you have anything to add to that?
I couldn't agree more with you. And I'll even reframe it a little bit. You know, you said that we earned it and I wouldn't disagree, but I'd like to reframe that and say that we called this in. We essentially, through our actions of apathy and convenience, have called in a global lesson of chronic illness, of destruction of the planet, and this energetic force of us being separate from each other instead of one whole unit of humanity. And so I really think that if we can embrace the concept that we got into this together and the only way to climb back out is together, that we will begin to shift this epidemic and we will heal it, but we can only heal it collectively when we've learned the lesson.
It's so powerful. And together, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that is what it's going to take the human race to do this. So we're going to release this episode. It's going to blow up. I already know it. There's so much good information. We could easily do 4 or 5 episodes and break apart Rogue Map. We've said, you know, who it's built for initially. I see that expanding. We've said how you're going to utilize some of this information if you're a parent struggling with a child where you want to bring assistance and help to and you're not sure where to go. Can you say a couple of things in closing about Rogue Map and some maybe a vision for its future?
Absolutely. I would love to do that. You know, the map it's kind of hard for me to define, and I find that it's ever evolving. I feel like this was a divine idea and I would love to take credit for it, but I cannot. I think that this is the work of a greater purpose that is just trying to make its way to the audience of people. And right now that audience is parents of children who are affected with chronic illness. But tomorrow, my dream is that the Rogue Map would be something that everyone would be able to use to heal themselves or their loved ones. And that it's not just, it's for everybody. And it's important to me to share it so much because if I had had this information when Donovan had first gotten sick, I will always wonder to what degree I could have prevented a lot of his suffering. And I think we were meant to go through that experience just so that we could, you know, put this together for you guys. I took one for the team. You're welcome. But no, I was so happy to do that. And the Rogue Map, the last thing I want to say about it is that every single person that I approached about this project, all of these practitioners that you see that helped me create this and they did their lectures, all of these vendors that came to the table with exclusive discounts, they all have walked a journey of chronic illness either for themselves or for their child. I didn't go to anyone who doesn't understand what we're going through because that to me is pointless. So everybody on the team was created to help you because we've already been there. And our main goal is to really just support you on this journey by saving you time, saving you money, but also just so that you know how much you are loved and you are cared for and that your health and your child's health absolutely matters. We all matter.
That's so beautiful. I kind of want to end it there. I normally ask people, what does it mean to be beautifully broken? But I think you just said, you know, you took one for the team. And, you know, in my mind, yes, I love the idea if we called it in as a culture, as a nation, and you know, the word deserved or earned or whatever it means to you. But it's this. Listen, it's my firm belief that along with this providing wellness, we're not saving anybody. We're not saviors of people. That's not the goal. The goal is to help you enhance your time on planet Earth, having a human experience. And some of that might be filled with great, great lengths of pain and suffering. And some of it can be filled with a lot of joy. There's no reason we can't have a greater portion of our lives here on the planet be filled with joy and celebration of community and what it is to be a human being. And I think that to me is something that really, that gets me out of bed in the morning. I don't know about you.
I think I will say, about being beautifully broken, I do want to share one thing with you before we go. After my son was diagnosed, my son's adopted. So we went through a lot of trials to get custody of him. And then 3 months after, we got his diagnosis. So what I thought was trauma was actually autism. And I want to share with you that there was a moment and he was playing in the corner of the room and he didn't even know I was there. He could have cared less if he was sitting in a dirty diaper or if I was, you know, paying attention to him, talking to him, giving him love. He had no clue. And there was a moment along this journey when I thought, oh my gosh, this is the most devastating thing that's ever happened to me. And some days I really just want to call it in. I want to call it quits. And so if I can get off my couch and climb into a place of purpose and serving others, from when I started, when I felt like there were days I wanted to maybe even just let go, I just want you guys to know that there is nothing that you're facing that you can't overcome. You can do this. You can absolutely do this. We've all been there. We're all beautifully broken. We've had those days where we wanted to call it in. But you have the strength and the power inside of you. And I would love to be there as service for your journey. I know that Freddie does too. And our community is growing every single day. And I genuinely look forward to the day when you join us and you are well and you can turn around and help others.
I'm going to call that out too. I'm going to call that out to the audience right now because I know there are people that listen to this. I think we've got almost like 29 countries or something silly like that.
Wow.
If you're out there and you're not struggling, and you've got the resources, shoot us an email at the podcast and we will connect you with the roadmap and you can be part of the mission. So I actually see someone. I'm feeling somebody's gonna come in and help this mission along because this is a really, really good thing, guys. They don't come along like this thought out, this well put together very often, believe me, from someone who's been around the block. This is a special one. So we're going to make it happen. 2020, we're going to have a lot of inspired human beings. And there's nothing better than somebody who's fallen down and got back up because that's a superpower. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got that like super, super gift. Things just aren't that heavy anymore. It's like, no. Keep for real. Like I've got this and I've got this too. So I'm going to make that special call out. You can email me at freddysetgo@gmail.com. Do you want to give your contact information?
Absolutely. You guys can reach out to me directly as well. I really genuinely want to be of service. You can reach me at Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at Rogue, R-O-G-U-E, recovery, R-E-C-O-V-E-R-Y.com.
Beautiful. So we'll end it there. We'll do another one. Because like you said, this is just getting started and there's a lot of things that are going to evolve and I think transform with the program and who it's offered to and who it's affected by. And I'm sure we're going to have more to talk about. So I thank you for being here. This was a magical way to start off 2020. Namaste.
Namaste.
Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast. Now, in a world where the average attention span is less than 10 seconds, we just spent almost an hour together. And I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. Now, one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysetgo.com and check out my newly launched page, Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every 5-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link. And please know, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the show through affiliation. So check out Freddy's Faves on freddysetgo.com. This episode of the Beautifully Broken podcast was brought to you by our sponsor, AmpCoil, upgrading the vibrations of hearts, minds, and bodies all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Grabbing a download is like giving this virtual thumbs up that we're doing it right. And if you want to connect with me, shoot me a message on Instagram at freddysetgo.com or at freddysetgo. That's all for today. Our closing. The world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading, whatever it takes to move the needle. Remember, while life is pain, putting those fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I'm your host. I love you. Namaste. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.